about this same man that is called Jesus. Praise God. You see, one of the greatest, don't you know one of the greatest victories that Satan has in this world? Can I tell you one of the greatest victories that Satan has in this world? And that is to make believers believe that the only people that should witness are those that are in a leadership position. Amen. When the Bible clearly says that everybody, praise God, ought to be preaching and everybody ought to be teaching. Everybody ought to be witnessing to, praise God, this dying world that we living in. If you would allow me just a couple of more minutes, amen, to take your mind. And I want to take you and just fast forward to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Let me show you something, amen, that's going to make it crystal clear that what I'm trying to say. Amen. I'm talking about Acts, the 8th chapter. If you look at verse 1 of that 8th chapter, this is after, praise God, Saul and them had witnessed, praise God, the death of Stephen in the 7th chapter. Praise God, they stoned Paul Stephen to death. Praise God. And you see what this word said here in this 8th, this verse 1 of chapter 8. It says, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And at the time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. Now, follow me a little bit closer here. Praise God. And it says, and they were scattered abroad, praise God, throughout the region of Judea and in Samaria, except who? The apostles. Amen. Now, who was scattered? Praise God. Men, women, boys, girls, young folk, children, they were scattered. Praise God, except the apostles, because history tells us that the apostles stayed behind so that they can minister to those brothers who were left in Jerusalem. But praise God, those other people went off, and praise God, they went out preaching and spreading the word. Somebody said, well, I didn't see that. Now drop your eyes down to verse 4, praise God, of that 8th chapter, and let's see what it says. It says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad, praise God. I see some people still turning to it. Acts 8, verse 4, it says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went what? Everywhere, preaching the word. You see, praise God, it was not just the pastors. It was not just the preachers. It was not just the leaders. It was not just those, the deacons or the deaconess. It was not just those who were in a ministry leadership position. Praise God, it was those men, women, those boys, those girls, those young women, those children who were spread abroad, praise God, in the Samaria and all those places like that. They were the ones that spread the word, praise God. They were teaching, they were preaching, and they were witnessing to the people, praise God, about the goodness of God. Amen. Somebody asked the question, why is it that we don't witness the way we should? Amen. Amen. Can I tell you why?
Yes, sir.
Back your eyes up. Back your eyes up back to Acts 2:4. I told you I was going to teach today. I'm not going to get too excited. But Brother Lionel, don't go too far. That might be a little hoop in here today. Amen. Look. Go back to Acts 2:4. And let's read that thing again. Amen. It says what? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Come on, clap your hands. He woke up this morning. Come on, say the Lord, the Lord, he's blessing me right now. Come on, can't hear you, man.
Come on, every man in the building.
If you know the Lord is blessing you, say, I know the Lord is blessing me. I know the Lord is blessing me. Come on, everybody. touch somebody and say the Lord is blessing me right now.